You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the beautiful book, The Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. The Song of Solomon, Chapter 1, sometimes called Canticles. Before we begin, I want to invite every one of you to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. after the live SoundCloud teaching. We pray fervently for America. You're also invited to come here each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping, internet taping, and SoundCloud teaching. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Bonita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, a new book tonight, Song of Solomon, Chapter 1. From God's heart to my heart to your heart. The greatest love story ever told, and you are in this story. Let me set the stage for you. Why did I say stage? Because we have plays on stage. The Song of Solomon is a play. It's a parable in the form of a play. A parable is a story used to illustrate a spiritual truth. Remember, Jesus always spoke in parables, and then we explained the parable. So, this play, I'm going to give you the parable first, and then I'll explain it, has four main characters: the beautiful Shulamite girl, the wonderful shepherd boy, the all-powerful rich King Solomon, and the beautiful daughters of Zion. There's some two-bit characters here. There's a Shulamite's mother, and there are her brothers. Now, in the play, the Shulamite girl lives with her mother and her brothers, and they send her out to keep the sheep. She's a little shepherdess, and she takes care of the sheep. While she's out there taking care of the sheep, she meets a wonderful shepherd boy. He's taking care of the sheep also. And they sit under a beautiful green tree, and they talk and get to know each other. They fall madly in love, and he asks her to marry him, and she accepts. But her brothers, while they love her, are overprotective of her. They say, no, 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 no. We're going to separate you from the shepherd boy. Stop taking care of those sheep and go out there and tend the vineyard. So the beautiful Shulamite girl goes out and tends the vineyard. It's hot out there. The sun is shining, and she gets a suntan. Now, King Solomon is the most powerful man in the world. He controls everything. He's rich. He's already got all the beautiful women in the world. They're called the daughters of Zion. They've already moved in with him in his palace. He's already had them. But he sees the beautiful Shulamite girl out there, and he wants what he can't have. And so he tries to woo her, and he finally brings her to his palace. Now, that's the play. That's the parable. Here's what it means spiritually. The Shulamite girl is God's very elect men, women, boys, and girls alive right now on planet Earth who are not going to be deceived by the soon coming Antichrist. The elect are chosen before the foundation of the world. The wonderful shepherd boy is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Lord our shepherd. Now, King Solomon is about to appear Antichrist. He will have all power in the world over everyone except the elect. And of course, the daughters of Zion are half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, the five foolish virgins who are going to fall for him, marry him spiritually, and go to Jerusalem and live in his palace. The mother is a church. The brothers who made the Shulamite girl go out there and separate from the shepherd boy are well-meaning Christians. We studied them recently. They are the brothers and sisters of the church who are going to be deceived by the Antichrist, and they think the elect, lady, the elect do not know that that's Jesus. So they turn the elect into the Antichrist, meaning, well, okay, the greatest love story ever told, and you are in this story.
Verse 1, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
Most beautiful song, canticles. Solomon's name means peace. Now remember, he's a type of the Antichrist. He's all powerful, and the whole world worships the Antichrist. The Antichrist is coming in, Daniel says, peacefully and prosperously. He would say peace and safety, coming in pretending to be the Prince of Peace, and he comes before the real Jesus.
Verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine.
Now, of course, the beautiful Shulamite girl and the wonderful shepherd boy finally kiss each other, and it's ecstasy. But you see, the mouth of Jesus is the Word of God. And the Word of God in an elect's mouth is sweeter than honey. And it's absolutely so anointed. The Holy Spirit on the Word of God is ecstasy far more than a person who gets drunk. The elect are drunk with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Amen.
Verse 3, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment pouring forth.
The Shulamite girl speaks here in the play, and she says, wonderful shepherd boy, I love the smell of sheep on you as I sit under the tent there. And the elect say, thy name, your anointed name, Yahweh, the Word of God, with the anointing is like a sweet-smelling fragrance to my nostrils. Sometimes an elect can actually smell a fragrance when the anointing is so powerful, the Holy Spirit. I remember one time it was like lilac. The presence of Jesus was so close. He smells good.
Therefore, do the virgins love thee?
So the Shulamite girl says, I'm a virgin, and I'm not going to marry King Solomon. I'm going to wait for you. Remember Matthew 25? The five foolish virgins are deceived, half the body of Christ. The five wise virgins are the elect who will not be deceived by Antichrist. They are madly in love with Jesus, and they are not interested in the Antichrist. They will be delivered from the hour of temptation. Doesn't mean we won't be here, but he's not tempting to us, for our heart belongs to our Lord.
Amen. Verse 4, draw me.
She says, draw me. Now, when they were sitting under the tree, she says, hug me. I need your hug. For the elect, the Holy Spirit draws people to be saved. He anoints people. Sometimes people respond and sometimes they don't. The Holy Spirit also draws Christians, but a lot of Christians do not respond to the Holy Spirit. They resist him, and so they're not led by the Holy Spirit. But God's very elect, as soon as the Holy Spirit nudges, an elect will turn on a dime. No matter who's there, what's going on, the elect will pray in the Spirit and respond to the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
We'll run after thee.
We'll go after you. We'll follow you, Holy Spirit. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Guide me into all truth, says the elect.
The king hath brought me into his chambers.
Uh-oh. In the play, King Solomon saw this beautiful Shulamite girl working in the heat of the day, and he brought her to his palace. Now, the Shulamite girl got a very deep suntan because she was in the heat of the day. God's elect work, for the night is coming. They sow in the morning, they sow in the evening, they sow at noontime. They never take a vacation. They stand it in the heat of the day. So now in the place, she's into the palace there. Okay, there she is. He's captured her. God's elect will be delivered up to the Antichrist in his palace in Jerusalem. Those brothers are going to turn us in, meaning well, and we'll have to go, okay? He will be God of the whole earth with a little G.
We will be glad and rejoice in thee.
But what does a Shulamite girl do? She is so in tune with the wonderful shepherd boy. When you are a kindred spirit with someone, you have mental telepathy. You feel what they feel. You think what they think. So she's just communing. She is praying. The elect, although delivered up to Antichrist, will still pray by the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Prayer is communion. So she communes with a wonderful shepherd boy, and the elect will stay in perfect communion with our Lord. As she says, we rejoice in you. We don't rejoice in this, King Solomon.
We will remember thy love more than wine.
I remember how wonderful it was for you to hug me and kiss me, she says. It was greater than wine. The elect will remember the ecstasy of the love of Jesus. It's more beautiful. It's intoxicating. An elect stays intoxicated by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, drunk with a baptism, drunk with love for Jesus, a good drunk.
The upright love thee.
Now, she's still communing with a wonderful shepherd boy. In the Hebrew, upright means tzedak, God's elect. You see, even though the elect will be delivered up to the Antichrist, we're not fooled by the handsome Antichrist. He is extremely handsome. He's extremely wooing and cunning and lying. But you see, we're madly in love with our good shepherd.
Verse 5. I am black, but comely.
Now, this is not talking about a race. God loves all the races. She has been working in the heat of the day, and she's got a tan suntan. She's got a big suntan. It's beautiful. But she looks there. She's in the palace, and everyone else, the beautiful daughters of Zion, are stately, and they don't get in the sun. The beautiful daughters of Zion don't work. Oh, they go to church. They don't go on Wednesday night, but they come on Sunday. They don't ever win souls. They don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're not dedicated. They love their job. They love their friends. They love their hobbies. They love their money. They don't get a suntan. They don't get the heat of the day. But she says, goodness, I look out of place here. I've been working in the heat of the day. The elect are very different from all the other body of Christ, because the elect have one goal, one mission, to tell the story of Jesus and lead the world to Jesus and to pray.
O ye daughters of Jerusalem.
So she sees them. Boy, are they stately. They're dressed out. They're coiffed. I mean, they look so comfortable. They look so great. These are the beautiful people in the church. They have good clothes. They have money. And yet, they don't do one darn thing for Jesus. They just talk, but they don't walk the walk. They do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't know the heat of the power of God upon them. They go to church, but they never bring anybody into the body of Christ. They look like a Christian. They walk like a Christian. They act like a Christian, but they are empty suits.
As a tents of Kedar.
She says, the tents of Kedar? I look like the tents of Kedar. They are tan. I'm suntan. I've been working in the heat of the day.
As the curtains of Solomon.
But she says, the daughters of Zion, you're so stately. You've been living in the palace here. Your hair is so coiffed. You got facelifts. You got designer clothes. I mean, you are just gorgeous. You got jewels all over you. The elect will be delivered up. And we will see that the Antichrist gives everybody else all the money they can have, all the clothes they want, all the jewels. But she says, that's not what I want. The elect want Revelation 19. The elect want the fine linen garment woven by the elect's righteous acts. Amen. And that is the garment we want.
Yeah.
We don't care about your designer clothes. We're clean and we're pure. And we wear our fine linen garment. That's what our bridegroom likes.
Verse 6. Look not at me because I am black.
Now, she's friendly to them. The elect love everybody. They don't look down on Christians who don't win souls, who don't have the baptism, who don't know every word of God. They try to bring it in. And so she says, beautiful daughters of Zion, don't look down on me because I'm suntanned. And she's going to tell them why she's suntanned, so they'll understand why she's different from them.
Because the sun hath looked upon me.
I've been working in the hot vineyard, the heat of the day. Man, I've been sowing in the morning, sowing in the evening, sowing in noontime, the word of God, praying, winning those souls. I never take a vacation.
My mother's children were angry with me.
My brothers were angry at me when they saw that I fell madly in love with the wonderful shepherd boy. And they said, you get away from him. And they put me in the vineyard, and I got a suntan.
They made me the keeper of the vineyards. But my own vineyard have I not kept.
But she says, I didn't even get to finish my vineyard because King Solomon captured me and brought me to his palace. I didn't get to finish. When the elect had delivered up to Antichrist, he's going to pretend to be Christ. He's going to stop the Holy Communion. And then, of course, he will not let us teach the word anymore. We'll no longer keep the vineyard.
Tell me, O thou whom my soul lovest, where thou feedest.
Now, the Shulamite girl goes back to middle telepathy with the wonderful shepherd boy. She says, I'm going to get out of here. I don't belong here. Shepherd boy, where are you? She's going to try to sneak away. Now, the elect are going to be delivered up to the Antichrist. This is the elect's destiny. It's a great and high and holy calling. Do not be afraid. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed. We're not going to really be separated from Jesus. We just say, Lord Jesus, speak to me even clearer. I do believe the Holy Spirit, because we're going to speak by the Holy Spirit to the whole world then. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to be closer to the elect than ever before. So she says, where are you? I'm getting out of here.
Where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon?
Where are you resting there? I want to go rest with you. Jesus says to his elect, come apart and rest a while. Come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and you will find rest unto your soul.
For why should I be as one who turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions?
Why should I be like these daughters of Zion who are going to marry King Solomon, who are married to him, and go to bed with him, spiritually speaking? I love you. And so you see, the elect will be the minority. The whole world will worship the Antichrist, and half the body of Christ deceived. And the elect will say, I don't want to be like that. I'm not going to marry the Antichrist. I'm going to stay true to you, Jesus, for you are my love.
Shepherd boy speaks.
Now the shepherd boy speaks by mental telepathy. Remember, when you're one with a person, you feel what they feel. So he responds.
If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women.
If you don't know where I am, most beautiful one. You see, Jesus thinks the elect are the most beautiful all, because he doesn't look on appearance. He looks on the heart. And the heart of an elect who has the sacred heart of Jesus, he's their first love, 24/7, has that beautiful heart. And Jesus says, you're most beautiful because your heart is in love with the bridegroom.
Go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock.
Now in the play, he says, sneak out of there, follow the little footprints of the sheep, footprints in the sand, elect.
And feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent.
And so he says, come on and get back to your flock and I'll be there with you. An elect is a shepherd or a shepherdess. They feed the flock. Everybody you meet is your mission field. There's not one person in your life to whom you should not witness and try to win to Jesus. And that's the elect's assignment. The shepherd is the Lord Jesus. The tent is the word. And the elect feed the sheep. You feed the word of God with the anointing of Holy Spirit.
King Solomon speaks.
Okay. Now in the play, she's sitting there. The daughters of Zion are there. And handsome King Solomon comes in. The Antichrist comes to the elect. I want to woo you. I mean, I'm Christ. I'll give you everything you want. I'm so handsome. Elect, why won't you worship me?
I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariot.
He just called a horse face. Well, he meant well. But you see, the King Solomon, in Bible times, the richest, most powerful king in the world, would have chariots and horses, all that he wanted. So he's saying, I have all the power in the world. And he says, but you're the only one I don't have, Shulamite girl. And he wants what he can't have. When I've got you, Shulamite girl, then I am the richest man and the most powerful one on the earth. The Antichrist is a devil with his Jesus costume on. Lucifer, the first earth age, he's narcissistic. He's got everybody else in the world when he comes, even half the body of Christ. And he wants what he can't have. And he says, the only ones I don't have, blah, 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 mad, 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 old drats, are the elect. But he can't have us.
Amen.
Our heart belongs to Daddy.
Amen.
Verse 10. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels.
King Solomon sees the beautiful Shulamite girl. Her cheeks are rosy. She's been working in the sun and exercising. Got a little glow there. And he says, you look like a jewel to me. I'll even give you a lot of jewels. Malachi says that his elect are his jewels. Jesus says for his elect, you're the light of the world and you're to shine. The elect shine even when they get old or decrepit or sick or in trouble. You can never turn out the light. The cheeks of an elect are always shining.
Amen.
They're shining.
Amen.
Their light never goes out.
My neck with chains of gold.
He says, I'll give you the most expensive chains. I'll wrap your whole neck around with gold chains. And you see, for the elect lady, the neck turns the head. The elect are slaves and bond slaves with Jesus Christ. He's the head, and he tugs us. He pulls this way, and the neck, the elect go whatever way he wants them. In other words, we are bond slaves. When he pulls, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, the elect turn. The Antichrist wants the elect to turn what he commands. He sees that the elect only are led by the Lord Jesus Christ, by his Spirit. King Solomon wants the beautiful Shulamite girl to love him and follow his directions, rather than the wonderful shepherd boy.
King Solomon continues.
He continues speaking to her. He's trying to woo her.
We'll make thee borders of gold with studs of silver.
He says, look at these daughters of Zion. Their hair is so beautifully coiffed. They are highly fashioned there. He says, I'll give you the most beautiful clothes. It'll be studded with 1-carat diamonds all the way. The Antichrist will offer the elect anything you want. Just worship me. I'll give you anything, any money, any home, any job, any person you want. In other words, I'll clothe you. But the elect lady only wants that fine linen garment woven by her righteousness. Revelation 19.
The Shulamite answers.
She responds to him in the play. She's going to talk to him now. Let's see what she's going to say.
While the king sitteth at his table, a spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof.
She says, King Solomon, I smell your aftershave lotion, and I know you're trying to woo me, but that smell does not draw me.
Verse 13, a bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me.
I like to smell the myrrh of a wonderful shepherd boy. Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume. The elect will remember that our beloved Jesus took that bitter smell, that myrrh, and died for us because he loves us. We'd rather have the bitter smell of myrrh than the sweet aftershave lotion of the richest person in the world.
Amen. Amen. Who shall lie all night betwixt my breast?
She says, I'm going to marry my wonderful shepherd boy, and we're going to hold each other in our arms all night. The elect always hold the Lord Jesus Christ close to their heart. He's in their heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Verse 14, the shepherd boy answers.
Now, mental telepathy, he speaks to her, she hears him.
My beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor.
Camphor means cypress or cedars. To the Lord Jesus Christ, his elect are called the cedars of Lebanon. All who are saved are called trees of righteousness, but the cedars of Lebanon are outstanding. So Jesus says, elect, you're like the cedars of Lebanon. I see you better than all the others because you're true to me.
In the vineyards of En-Gedi.
En-Gedi means the fountain of the kid. Now, Jesus is the fountain of life.
Amen.
And he sees the beautiful elect, and he says, out of your belly flows the rivers of life, the anointing. You're like a wellspring of water that never runs dry. The anointing is always there. You never lack any anointing. You never lack any word. Fountain of life.
14. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes.
The shepherd boy continues, you're so beautiful. And the wonderful shepherd boy says to Shulamite girl, your eyes are so beautiful. Jesus says to his elect, the dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. An elect sees through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. The elect turn on a dime. They say, they pray, they sing, they live. Because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Verse 16, the Shulamite girl answers.
Now she speaks to him.
Behold, thou art fair, my beloved.
You're handsome too, wonderful shepherd boy. Lord Jesus, you are so beautiful. You're beautiful beyond description.
Very pleasant.
You're desirable.
Also, our bed is green.
Our bed is green. When we get married, wonderful shepherd boy, the honeymoon's never going to end. And when Jesus comes back at the second advent, we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the honeymoon will never end. For all eternity, every moment will be honeymoon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Refreshing love. Love, perfect love, love never ending.
Verse 17, the beams of our house are cedar and our rafters are fir.
She says, we're going to build a beautiful home, wonderful shepherd boy, out of all of these beautiful trees. The children of God who will be saved, the elect, are called the cedars of Lebanon. They are in the house. Hosea 14 says, God equates himself as a green fir tree, ever living, ever alive. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. the greatest love story ever told, and you are in this story. I pray you are blessed. At this moment, let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What an awesome word today.
What an awesome word. Amen. Well, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Isaiah 40.
Absolutely. Amen. Perfect. We did not collude. Amen. The Holy Spirit led. You have dove's eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Before I pray for the sick, if anyone's not saved, let's get saved right now. It's later than you say. Think. Pray this prayer with me. Mean it in your heart. And God will save you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I stop them right now.
I stop them right now.
I ask forgiveness for my sins.
I ask forgiveness for my sins.
I ask the blood of Jesus will wash them all away.
I ask the blood of Jesus will wash them all away.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace, Romans tells us confession is made to salvation. You must tell someone. In a little while, my announcer, Scott, will give you my telephone number. Feel free to call me. Leave a confession on my voicemail. I will get it, and when I get it, I will pray for you. Nothing's given you to keep, so go and tell this beautiful love story. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, we always pray for someone to be healed. I've got a praise report. All of you out in cyberspace agreed with me in Jesus' name sometimes back for the healing of a tumor in the left lung of Michael Lark in Chile. All right, we all agreed and we prayed right here. And the Holy Spirit anointed me and we prayed the tumor would disintegrate, 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 disintegrate. I just got word from Michael Lark that the tumor has disintegrated, disintegrated, disintegrated. There's only a spot left and it's almost gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With Jesus Christ, you are healed. Amen. Believe and do not doubt in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. Your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. I love you with all my heart. And I can't wait until next time. When you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
They're hanging all the lights on the main street square. People are smiling everywhere. Trees up in the windows, frost on the glass. Christmas is here now, here at last. But let's not forget, in the middle of the busyness, remember this, Jesus. This time of the year, we're gonna
calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us Christ the Lord.
Just sign, let easier to give a gift of gold than to give my heart for another to hold. It's easier. It's easier to give you the things I do than to open my life and let you walk through. It's easier. Do I hide behind my offerings while you're hoping for the heart of me? Am I the only gift that you long for me to give? The weary wisdom of broken men says it's only the fool who rushes in. It's easier to give you only a part than risk giving away my whole heart. It's easier. Yeah, easier. Overcome by innocence, my wisdom becomes foolishness before the His cradle we stand.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away. No more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all.